Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Landis reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany takes first base on ball four. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. McEnany moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball towards right. McEnany settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McEnany. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from White and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McEnany hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Donovan reaches second base with a double. McEnany goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Sammy White. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Malzone scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McEnany hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McEnany reaches second base with a double. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Donovan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button moves to third. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Button tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Torgerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McEnany hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. McEnany moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Staley now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Button bunts towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geiger moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ted Williams. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.